Now in the 12th chapter, in verse 3 now, he says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Now we're called to endure, and we're to consider him. I am going to say something next time in connection with this section, but let me just mention this at this time. These people have come out of a religion that had a tremendous ritual and a great temple. The temple of Herod, though it was not completed, even up to the time it was destroyed in 70 AD, was a thing of beauty and awe-inspiring. And there was a great ritual that went with that. It had been a God-given religion at the beginning, and it had been debauched and prostituted by this time. But nevertheless, if you go in for religion, they had it. Now they are giving up all of that, and they don't go through all that religion. They have now come to consider him. That is, it's Christ, and he is everything. He's the temple. He's the ritual. He's Christianity, friends. He's it all. And there was a simplicity about this, and next time I want to talk a little about the simplicity that we hear today in Christ and all this believingism that's going around. But the important thing is there was this simplicity in Christ, and they now are to consider him. First of all, they're to know he endured when he was down here, and he learned patience. And we were told at the beginning of this epistle, in that section that presented his humanity, that he learned a great many things down here, though he's God. But in the flesh, he learned something that actually God had to experience, and that was to take on our humanity and suffer for us. And he endured, and he learned patience. And now he says, consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Now, my friend, may I say this to you very candidly today? I want to be very careful. And it's this: unless you stay close to the Word of God, which will keep you close to the person of Christ, where the Holy Spirit can take the things of Christ and make them real to you, you're going to get weary in the Christian life, and you're going to faint in your minds. And that's the reason there's so many discouraged Christians around today. My friend, you come to the Word of God and get close to Jesus Christ, and you're going to be encouraged, and you're not going to be wearied about this life down here. We're living in the greatest days that there ever has been. Notice verse 4. He says here, "Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." Now, that simply means this. At this time, the temple was not destroyed. Persecution that was going to come from the Gentiles, the Roman Empire, had not yet broken upon believers. And he's saying to them, you just haven't yet resisted unto blood. Though you're having your problems and trouble, the only cure for your weakness and your weariness and your faltering and your failing and your stumbling and your discouragement is to consider him. Consider Christ. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Now, verse 5, he continues this, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him." Now, there's several things here that I think we need to look at. First of all, he's quoting from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 11 and 12. "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighted." Now consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners. And in doing that, he says, you've forgotten. Now their only resource was Christ, and not a temple, not a ritual, not a religion. They were almost outcasts at this time. And he's saying here, don't forget this exhortation from God that he speaks to his children. And by the way, I would also say that the word children is used here. And that's one word. And then we have five references now, and the word son is used. And that's a different word. Now, the word son is weos, and it means a full-grown son. There are a great many saints today that do not think they need to be disciplined. This is for mature saints, people that have been at this a long time. And this is where I came in, by the way. I came to the place that I didn't need to be disciplined anymore, that I'd come a long ways, and the Lord put me flat on my back and let me know that there was some more discipline to be done. But notice what he says, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Now, this is a marvelous verse. In fact, it's a great verse. And we need to notice another word here, and that's the word chastening. And that word chasten is a little different word than we think of it. We think that it's punishment. And I want to say this to you, that the word chasten here is paiduo, and it means child training or discipline. You see, the Lord disciplines his children. He's going to make that perfectly clear here, that he disciplines his own.